views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. And I want to start off by wishing everybody happy mid-December. I know everyone says it, but I cannot believe that it is almost the end of the year. And for those who are celebrating this holiday season, I hope your plans go well, and I wish you well in all aspects of your celebration. And with it being the season of what many call well wishes, this prompted the Posse of Angels to entitle today's program with the title, I Wish You Well, No Matter What. You know, listeners, my husband, Pete, and I are so blessed to receive well wishes from both family and friends near and far, as well as having many friends and family in the Northern Hemisphere. We have a lot of people who are very dear to us in the Southern Hemisphere, in Australia. So those who are listening in Australia, hi to everybody. And I know you're having a much warmer holiday season than we are having here. Similar to years past, this season of joy to the world and peace to all opens up doors for many people to be actually more cordial, more kind, and express good tidings to one another. You know, usually these well wishes are not dependent on finding out if someone follows a similar belief system to us, or whether one chooses to celebrate anything like a Christmas or a Hanukkah, a Kwanzaa, or anything else. You know, in most cases, the well wishes are given out freely. They're given out generously with no strings attached. You know, I began to think about what it actually means to wish someone well. The wishing someone well could be translated to mean that you hope all their holiday plans go and run smoothly. So many people have to travel, make travel arrangements at this busiest time of the year for themselves and visitors who are coming to call. We could wish people well as they negotiate busy holiday plans and juggling different schedules, socializing, preparing detailed menus. All of these things take a great deal of organization. You know, with the increased traffic during this time of the year, one could literally wish someone to be well in order for them to be safe on the roads. And with the arrival of cold winter temperatures here in the northern hemisphere, in many areas, it might mean that the well wishes could be a literal prayer for someone to remain well and in good health with the onset of the season of snow and freezing temperatures. It could mean all of the above, or it simply could be expressed as a general wish for someone's wellness. You know, I surmise that I, like most people, do not set out to dissect what it is that we're actually wishing someone well for. But I do know that I give out these well wishes freely to people, both family and friends, who are important to me, who I love, who I hold dear in my life. It was then that I began to wonder if the fundamental core of wishing someone well, if it had to be dependent on whether one loved, agreed with, or even liked another person and their actions. And while I held this quizzical thought in my heart, it reminded me of a perfect example which I manifested to myself to put my theory to the test. While browsing on Facebook a few years ago, I was drawn to a photo and a comment that a close relative had posted on his page. And you know how Facebook works, many of us. One of his friends posted a random comment on his page, which appeared in mine, and it said, "Not on this topic, but congratulations on your sister's engagement." Staring in absolute disbelief, I could not fathom that his sister had become engaged the previous week and she had chosen not to call and tell me. You know, I had seen this girl grow up and been so much of a part of her life when she was a child and as a young adult. Searching on the internet, I discovered that she had become engaged to a celebrity TV host, and not only had the newspapers carried the breaking news, but the happy couple had announced their engagement on a nationally televised award show. Stunned, I wasn't sure how I felt about the newspapers and TV audiences finding out about her engagement before I indirectly found out. You know, as I sat with this fog of disbelief swirling all around me, I did feel the closeness of the posse of angels as they put their arms, their wings around me, and I heard their combined voice break through my dense fog of shock, and they whispered to me, "Wish her well." Smiling, I allowed the angels' words to settle deep in my heart, as it was exactly what I have expressed to others through my business, Angel Healing House, for the past 14 years. I've always held to the belief that each and every one of us is divine, as we are all inextricably linked to God, Source, Spirit, and although we are divine at the very core of who we are very much human as well, and the things that we decide and the choices that we are made are, they're based on our free will, but they are often based on our egos as well. Although many of the choices that a person makes are often made through unresolved anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret, it doesn't negate the fact that underneath anybody's choices, and I mean anybody's, they still remain divine I've also held a longstanding belief that what a person does and how they react to us, well, it truly has nothing to do with us and everything to do with their own perspective and their own perception. Having this belief in theory to wish someone well and putting it into practice, well, those were two very different things. As I started to see it from a higher perspective, I immediately started to see her engagement as a blessing, regardless of how the news came to me. Having just celebrated my own wedding anniversary, I remembered my own engagement to my cherished husband, Pete, and how I was, and I still am, after 14 years floating on cloud nine, remembering when he asked to marry me. You know, with the energy of love in my heart, as my eyes filled with tears, I recalled watching this beautiful, gifted young woman grow up and how I wished her health and that she should definitely come to know joy, peace, love, and to be blessed with the fulfillment of her dreams and somebody very cherished and special to share those dreams with. With the realization my longings for her had actually come true, my heart started to open and it was bursting with happiness for her. It was then that I composed a letter to her and I wrote, "I was overjoyed to read about your engagement and see the joy and excitement in your beaming face in the many newspaper articles. Pete and I want to congratulate both of you and wish you a life of togetherness and wonderful times ahead. My hope for you is may God bless you with infinite joy and blessings on your engagement. May you always remain under God's umbrella of pure love, of warmth, and care as you travel along life's journey together in all kinds of weather. May your union be blessed with peace and with laughter, understanding, and compassion. And above all, may you always be caring, loyal, and kind friends to one another." And it was in this letter, dear listeners, that I realized that I had wished her well, no matter what. You know, the posse of angels are reminding all of us that the holiday season truly is no different than any day throughout the year. As we have the free will, we have the free choice to either create a time of great joy, freely giving out our well wishes, or we can choose to put restrictions and conditions on who we choose to bestow the energy of well-wishing. They are saying that in today's show, they would like to share with us ways in which we all could make not only this holiday season, but each and every day, one in which we freely, openly, lovingly, with no judgment and no restriction, give out well wishes to everyone. And they're saying no matter what, no matter what has been done seemingly to us in the past, although we co-create everything in our lives, and no matter what transpired with those situations. Now, the first question that the Posse of Angels wishes to address is asking us, why in heavens would we not wish someone well? I've heard from many clients throughout my years as an intuitive counselor, and they say to me that they simply cannot forgive people in their life, and they certainly wouldn't wish them well. They not only can't wish them well, but many times they wish such horrible things to happen to them. Well, the first thing that the Posse of Angels is saying is that they are asking us to see another person from a higher perspective, as we are all one huge collective consciousness and are all love as we come from the most loving source of all. not wishing someone well, it actually goes against the core of who we are, which is our divine, eternal nature. Do you know that by not choosing to wish someone well, it actively hurts our soul on some level? Because at our divine core, we know in our deepest fiber that we are that other person. We are all one. Remember that in most cases, it's the person's programming and their belief system that they choose to keep perpetuating that often stops us from wishing them well. Now, in this situation, turn the tables and ask yourself if you would like another person to not wish you well because of your beliefs. Well, in the majority of cases, the answer is, of course not. I am allowed to have my beliefs. Well, so are they, no matter what their perception and no matter what their perspective is, and no matter where those beliefs and programming lead them. In my experience, not wishing someone well is almost always riding on some previous situation in which we did not like or we didn't agree with what another person has said or done, or how they treated us. Now, on this point, the Posse of Angels wishes to point out that the way someone treats us comes from a reflection of what is inside of themselves, not us. If we are treated with judgment, then the person is often insecure over unresolved hurt and blame within. If they treat us with dominance and control, this unresolved pain of lashing out as they were controlled. And there's a great deal, again, of insecurity within them, and they have to be right. Yet if we are treated with honor and respect, no matter what our views are, the person has resolved all their issues within that might have them being reactive, and they just come from a place of peace, forgiveness, love, and acceptance. Now, another point to consider when wishing someone well is, where are we choosing to put our focus, attention, and energies on by holding back our well wishes? Now, the Posse of Angels are saying that by doing so, it actually creates dissonance and chaos in our hearts. They're showing me visions of very sad faces. This is because it is our heart's natural desire to be loving, to be inclusive. When we wish someone well, it sets off like an electromagnetic frequency that tunes and lifts all other energies to harmonize and attune to the frequency of love. The question is not, what did the person do to stop you from wishing them well? But how much do you wish to have peace and harmony in your soul, not only for yourself, but for other people in the world? This is true mastery over circumstance. And I guess that is what is meant by saying, love thy enemies. And it could just as easily have added, and wish them well, no matter what. Although each day of the year is just as blessed and wonderful as this holiday season, this time of year really concentrates our thoughts and our feelings on goodwill to all, not goodwill to some. And it is time, many say, to let bygones be bygones. This time of year has us looking into our hearts to forgive and to reach out, when at other times of the year, well, we may not have been so benevolent, so generous. To really bring more peace into our lives, we can take some time during this holiday season to look back and ask ourselves, have I wished everyone, and the Posse of Angels are stressing, everyone, have I wished everyone well that I know? And if I still haven't, let me bring that dissonance energy back into the light of God, back into the light of Spirit, so that I can go into 2018 with the brightest, with the most sparkly, with the lightest and the most freeing energy for me then to be able to receive all the blessings that I can possibly hold and more. Some good questions to ask yourself around a situation of whether to wish someone well might be. How can I bring more love into this situation? How can I create something so much better? Or how can I honor myself and come from my divine inherent nature, regardless of any situation? After all, the Posse of Angels are saying that the thing that we can depend on is that, number one, things always change. And number two, that our divine eternal nature underneath our decisions and choices never changes. We remain divine underneath those choices. The more we wish others well, no matter what, the more we are embracing the shift in consciousness on this planet, regardless of the situation. We can choose to come from a place of pure intention of love, those who have truly achieved divine wisdom have actually no fear of allowing the choices of others to dictate and determine whether they are loving. In this way, they practice self-governance and are always in alignment with their spiritual truth and not acting as a result of the whims of anyone or anything externally. There is no fear of lawlessness or violence in those who are self-governed and in alignment with spiritual truth. You know, everyone, in many ways, by wishing someone well, especially if we have felt wronged, if we have felt slighted, if we have felt like a situation or event, well, it should have gone in a different way. They should have acted differently. By wishing them well, we actually bestow a great blessing on ourselves and a great blessing to others. By embracing this higher wisdom, we are unconditionally holding love for ourselves, love for the other person, and for the entire universe. That's a lot of love to hold. You know, everyone, may this story, may this topic be a reminder that although we choose to see and although we choose to perceive the world through very different eyes, I often say that we have different fingerprints. We are like snowflakes. No two of us is exactly alike. But underneath our choices, please do remember that we are all divine. From the same divine source. People often say things, they often do things because their machine inside of them is still triggered by anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret. But underneath their choices, they are all divine. My holiday wish, as I wish you well, is the same that I wish throughout all the year. May we take our focus off of our often controlling limited visual sight, and may we finally ascend to where we can begin to see each and everyone else through the connection of our hearts, and may we see them solely through the eyes of love, because it's only in this way will peace and absolute unconditional love finally reign on our beloved planet Earth, and we will live in acceptance, we'll finally live in harmony, and we will live in unity. God bless each and every one of you, your family and friends, and I wish you well, no matter what. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Before we go to the break, I would like to remind you of some amazing holiday gifts These gifts are enlightened, they will uplift, and they will inspire those reading them. The first one I'd like to remind you of is my amazing channel book, Angels of Faith. Excuse the writing. I think it's back to front there. But it is an amazing book for the young and also the young at heart, as it's based on my two near-death experiences and the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we, and a lot of people believe also, that we do not die and that we live on. The next book I'd like to remind you of is One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. This is about my five most important past lives, because they're most important because I learned the most and my soul grew the most spiritually. And not only those physical lives, but then when I crossed over, what did I do in the afterlife? I wasn't just given a halo and a harp, but I went to the different levels of heaven and contributed creatively to the whole of the universe. And so, and then I came in for another life, and it is an amazing journey. And the sequel to that is over here, which is I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And this is my autobiography, as on January 11th, 2003, after a lifetime of despair and disappointment, the former soul of Claire Candy, who was in the body, chose to walk out. And I, Angel Ariel, walked in to create heaven on earth, not only for myself, but for others as well, through my beloved business, Angel Healing House. So to get these books, all you need to do is go to my website, angelhealinghouse.com, and you'll see my services there as well. Or you can purchase those books on Amazon. And two of them are number one Amazon best-selling international books. So please do go and check them out. So when we come back from the break, we will take some of those calls for free angel readings. So I'll speak to you soon.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel, at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Everyone, you're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And before the break, I was just reminding you about some extraordinary holiday gifts that you could give yourself or give others. My three books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and also I Am an Angelic Walk-In. They're all available on my website, angelhealinghouse.com. But I failed to remind everyone of this extraordinary There you go. CD. It's a guided angel meditation CD, and it's called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. And this takes the listener on an angelic journey. It's not just for relaxation. It's so much more than that. As the listener goes on this journey, and they go through a set of exercises that helps them unburden themselves when it comes to areas of money, relationship worries, health worries, self-esteem worries. So please do check this out. The feedback that I get from people is they feel so much lighter. So they have so much more clarity and direction, and they just feel so much better after going on that journey with the angels. So you can find this also at angelhealinghouse.com. Let's go to those listeners now for those free angel readings. Our first caller is Catherine in New York. Catherine, you're online with myself, Claire Candy Huff. How are you?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
What is your question?
I was around health. Do you see it improving?
Oh, around your home situation?
Health.
Oh, sorry. The line dropped out. Sorry. Your health. Okay. Let me see. Your health. The posse of angels are saying that they're nodding their head, and they're saying that you have been very diligent to your health, and the things that you have been doing will pay off. What in particular? Which area of are you not well in?
The abdomen.
Okay.
I've been going to doctors, and they're deciding treatment.
Okay. The most important part of knowing that it's in your stomach region, in your abdomen, is the stomach, Catherine, is the seat of our relationships. This could be the seat of our relationship of ourselves, but many times it's the relationship that we, I'm just getting shivers all over, so it, that's it. It's the relationship that we have with others. Now, if those relationships are not in harmony, if those relationships, and it doesn't matter what the reason is, as I said in the panel today, wishing somebody well no matter what, if those relationships, if they could go back to childhood, if those relationships are not in divine alignment, if we still hold anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, unforgiveness, defensiveness, being criticized or criticizing others, all of these work in dissonance with our energies. And the place of that dissonance when it comes to relationships is our stomach. A lot of times we feel kicked in the guts by people's comments. It sours our stomach. And unless any of those feelings, any and all, are brought into divine alignment of unconditional love and forgiveness, then that's the emotional cause of the physical experiencing dis-ease. So does that resonate with you about your relationships?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Greatly. Yes.
Okay. All right. So there's an exercise. I would love you to have a session with me because they are life-changing for many, many, many people. Because those especially whose relationships have not been put into alignment. There's an exercise that we do in which we rise over your life, see it from an angel's perspective, and we see why you contracted to have those souls in your life. Not only did you contract for those souls to be in your life, but you contracted for them to have contrasting characteristics in order for you to push your buttons, to cause drama, for you to rise above and to exhibit something. For instance, in the former soul's life, in the book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which is my autobiography, the former soul was married to an abusive man. He was emotionally controlling. And the reason she chose him to be in her life and marry him was because she needed to stand up for herself. She needed to find her voice. She needed to be independent. And who better to help you do that than somebody who was continually trying to control you? So in many cases, we choose somebody in contrast in order for us to cause drama, in order for us to rebel against that. So it'd be a great idea for you to sit 5-10 minutes every single day and have an overview of your life and say, if that person's in my life, I chose them. There are no random things. It's not like I'm a victim or anything, because they came from your soul group and you chose them to have those contrasting characteristics. I would really go back and listen to today's channel again, Catherine, so that you can understand that when you wish people well, when you bring this feeling of these relationships back into alignment with the divine, which you are underneath any of our choices, then you will start feeling more peace. Your body will become more serene, more tranquil, and then it knows then how to naturally heal itself. Okay. So this is going to help you on an emotional level tremendously. I don't know if you get together with family during and friends during holiday season, but particularly our family. But this will help you enormously. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out.
Thank you.
Let me see. 1, 2. Okay, first card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Pentacles. Now, the Ace of Pentacles is a new beginning. And the Posse of Angels are saying that the Pentacles are about Earth. They're about our material wealth. They're about our finances. But a lot of people don't understand about Pentacles, it's also about our feelings of abundance. By doing this, by putting all of those into alignment, all those feelings around those relationships into alignment, then you will feel more abundant. And when we feel more abundant, we have more of an abundance of health. So that's going to help tremendously. The next card that's coming out for you is the Death card. Now, the Death card does not mean death in 99.9% of the time. It means that there's a new beginning. So you have two cards here. It's the ending of something. It's the ending of you holding on to you thinking what these people should have done, what they had to have done, what they ought to have done, and then bringing back that into alignment of unconditional love and forgiveness. And then so a new beginning can start in healing that seat of your relationships, healing your stomach. The next card that's coming out for you is the Trust card, which is the Eight of Swords. Okay, trust in the fact that you're not a victim. These people are not to blame. It's a dance that you constructed with these souls to help your soul to grow. So, Catherine, I hope that those messages have been helpful for you. And I'm sending extra healing to your tummy.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. That is beautiful. Thank you. And I'd love a session with you. Thank you.
Give me a call. Just look up angelhealinghouse.com, and I'd love to speak with you.
Thank you so very much. Many blessings to you and yours. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Catherine. And what a wonderful, Wonderful call. I love it. I love the alignment of things because many listeners may know, but many listeners may not know that your stomach is the seat of your relationships. Now, what does that mean? That when I had that conversation with Catherine, that often when our relationships are out of alignment, we feel kicked in the guts. When I got that information indirectly, that cherished, loved, adored female relative of mine, who I just adored her, and that she chose not to tell me that she was getting engaged, I felt kicked in the guts. I felt like just somebody ripped apart my insides. But then over time, I started to see it as something which I drew to myself. Because how can I teach others to have unconditional love, that's unconditional love and forgiveness for everyone, if I do not have that for others? It's a question of do as I say, not do as I do. And I choose not to live that way. So bring those relationships into alignment, and that emotions that cause that physical dis-ease in the body will start to come into alignment. Let's go to our next caller. I'll remind everyone, if you do want to call in to have a free reading, that call the number 830-2819. Let's go to Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, and I wish
I'm sorry, what?
And I wish you well.
I wish you well, thank you, and the posse. So I moved last weekend. I mean, still in the process of moving, but I saw my apartment for the first time since we spoke, and it's perfect. Like, we were so happy here. And it's just, I was feeling not only a lot of gratitude that everything worked out, but also for you and your show and the Posse of Angels, who have been reassuring me for many, many months that it would work out and it would be fine and not to worry. And even though I was still worried, I was much less so. And now that I've seen it and I'm here and it's quiet and it feels so good, I feel like a sense of awe and gratitude also, and deep appreciation for you and what you do and what they do. So I wanted to say that first of all.
Thank you, Stephanie. And the Posse of Angels are saying, beloved Stephanie, if this can work out, and which it did, it's because you and your energies finally co-created it to be so. You opened up to receive. You took your focus off of attachment and expectation, and you came to the divine as a child. You came home to the divine inside of yourself. And they're saying, if this can happen, what else can you manifest in 2018?
I hope so. Yeah, it feels very free here, like very open and free, and I'm sleeping better and I feel more relaxed, and it feels almost like being on vacation, which I've never felt in a home before. So that's been really nice. And Chris has been saying that too. And it's actually quieter here in Manhattan than it was in Astoria.
It's interesting. I wrote down those words that you just used. You said it feels more open, more free, more relaxed, quieter, and like you're on vacation. So the Posse of Angels are saying that you would not be feeling this from your environment if you were not more open, free, relaxed, quieter. Those of us who have mastered it's true mastery over circumstance, and we hold this free, peaceful, joyful quietness inside, then we feel like we're on vacation every single day of our lives. We create heaven on earth, and that's what you're doing, and that's what you've done.
That's so funny. Also, my bed, thank you. My bedroom furniture is all, you know, white, and the walls are white, and my duvet covers white, and the curtain. And I've been thinking, you know, these last few days since I've been here, that my bedroom now, even though it's the same furniture and the same colored walls for the most part, like it feels like heavenly. It feels like I wanted it to feel like that, and it actually does, which is really, really nice. And it has a bonus with the view of the Empire State from the kitchen, which is really fun too, because I love that. And seeing the change of colors and all of, you know.
It sounds perfect.
What?
It sounds absolutely perfect.
It really is. Yeah, and the bathroom reminds me of rose quartz, like the tiles, but like it's just so nice. But I'm feeling all this love and joy and happiness, and I keep feeling this desire to like invite my parents over and show them or make dinner for them or something. But you know, we've been estranged, which is their choice, for years. So that's something that I've been struggling with, you know, for a while, but especially even since this move. And in the past, when things have worked out for me, like, and I'm happy about something, they're for some reason not happy, and they'll be critical, and they bring a kind of negativity into it. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was interesting that you were talking about, you know, the wishing well and unconditional love and all of that. And I was wondering how to manifest that. I mean, how to express that. Like, okay. If it's just sort of from a distance, you're wishing well. I know you wrote a letter to your niece, but you weren't necessarily estranged the way that I am. So, yeah, that's my main question.
Okay. The only way that you can handle this is say, dear mom and dad, whatever you're going to call them, I am so excited. As I'm now moved into my new place, and just express, Stephanie, what you expressed on the air, that joyful bubble in your voice, you know, oh, I can't believe that, you know, at night I get to look out on the Empire State Building and it's in a great neighborhood and it's just more peaceful. It's more relaxed. It's more whatever you want to call that. And I would love to share my happiness with you. Give me a call, send me an email or whatever. And then, you know, we can coordinate our schedules, and I would love for you to come over. Now, that is within your control. The only thing you can control is you. And if for those people who have read my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, in there I talk about my or the former soul's ex not giving her financial settlement, and she waited for like 4 years and was fishing in the canal for her dinners because she didn't have enough money yet. Her wealthy ex would not pay her the final settlement. And what she did was she wrote him a letter, and she said how grateful and appreciative she was for the life of privilege which she and their children had lived for 22 years. And she thanked him for the beautiful places they lived, her beautiful clothes, the beautiful places that they visited, the concerts they went to, and how hard he worked. And she sent that, and she sent it with unconditional love and healing. And she didn't mention anything about the settlement or anything. And it was 5 days later that she got a call from his lawyers saying that evening the money, the rest of the money, would be deposited in her account. Now, I'm not saying that your parents will suddenly come to the party and they'll say, oh, everything's changed, you know, but that is the only thing that you can control. So what I want you to do And this is for your sake. This doesn't mean that your parents will say yes, but I want you to sit and I want you to bring their faces, their visuals in front of you. And I want you to then send them waves of unconditional love, pink waves, bubblegum pink waves, and then send them waves of emerald green healing light. See them just covered in this green healing light and say to God, Source, Spirit, whatever, that your angels, I'm sending this with only the intention of love. Whatever they choose to do is divine for where they are now. And I don't put any restrictions or constrictions on that. I won't be angry with whatever comes back to me, but I will hold it in a place of absolute love. And then you can send that out to them. But don't expect anything to come back, but just do that. And then you will nourish and nurture your own soul, Stephanie. I've got about 2 minutes left. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for the lovely Stephanie. I'm so happy for you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Go on.
So I was also thinking about what the last caller said and what you were saying. So, you know, I've been having these issues with my uterus and the lining's too thick and it's uneven and there's a cancer risk. So would doing something like that also possibly heal that? I mean, it's not my stomach, but it's that general chakra region also yes. be helpful for that?
Oh, there's no question about it. There's no question about it because anything in that uterine area is our feminine power. You take back your feminine power and don't. It's what anybody or does or their actions doesn't affect you. You take back your power and you're peaceful and you're loving. These are great cards that came out for you. The Two of Swords is a card of choice. It's a card of peace inside of you and the choice to send this loving invitation out to your parents and just leave it at that and just surround it with absolute love. That's your choice. The next is the Ten of Cups, was the emotional, I call it the sunshine, lollipop, and roses card. That's the emotional fulfillment. And then the last one is the Justice card, which is you speaking your truth. Just tell them how happy you are. Just tell them they can't rain on your parade. They can't take your happiness away if they decide not to come, if they decide to stay estranged from you. But that is your truth. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you so much. Because, that was my fears. Or even if they came, they'd be so negative. And but I guess overall, I'd be able to bounce back if they somehow did bring unhappiness into the situation.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, what you're saying, too.
Because okay. if they're choosing to react like that, it means that there's something that's very hurt inside of themselves. And if, like any wounded or hurt animal or being, that we have compassion for them. And then it is our peacefulness and our loving and those energies that are truly going to make a difference in other people's lives. I have to go now. Have a beautiful day in your new place.
I can see that. All right.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm glad you're well out in California.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to the listeners around the world. Transformation Talk Radio goes out to 120 countries. Many of you I've spoken with you, but the majority I have not yet. Thank you so much for promoting and referring and supporting myself and the Posse of Angels on Angel Healing House Radio. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. And if you do want to get some of those inspirational books, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And by the way, this is the sequel to One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and the delightful Angels of Faith. Please go on my website, angelhealinghouse.com. Oh, as well as that guided angel meditation CD. That's on there as well. So remember, everyone, go forth and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this week. And love and angel blessings as always. And I so look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.